Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Rayshan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. Today, I want to consider dog food. If you think about this, I'm not sure if dogs and cats and critters and horses and anything that gets fed, are they getting gypped or are we getting gypped? And here I want to think about this. You know, a lot of times you say, don't change the food. Put some food in, mix the food. You don't want stomach irritation. You do the same thing and you eat the same stuff. If you're feeding hay, then yeah, Mariah Bell, we have both the horses and we have the dogs and it keeps everything pretty much in balance. The people and the dogs and the cats and everything, we just keep an eye on each other, right? If you get a lot of hay in that they don't like, well, you're messed up because you've got a lot of hay in there. You've really working through this and thinking about food. So as I was putting out kibble, because my guys eat kibbles, the horses eat crunchies, which is their kibbles, making sure they get their vitamins, kind of like the people kibble, which we think of as cereal, right? You put the dry stuff in the bowl, people kibble. And by the other hand, if you're going to put kibble into the horse's bowl or the dog's bowl and we put water on it, that's more like a mush or an oatmeal. So oatmeal in our house is like mush and then kibbles or cereals. Maybe it's something similar in your house. One of the things I got to thinking about, because it's spring and then there's bathing suits, you know, and then, yeah, all the sins of Christmas come forward. And anyway, then I'm looking at this and thinking I should probably have that protein drink. And no, I'm going for the toast and egg, right? So you're having these struggles in the morning thinking about the weight and all these things. And I'm feeding the dogs and it hit me. If I ate the same kibble every day, how much would I really do to get that treat? And therein lies, I think, at least in my state of being in that morning, the whole reason that dogs learn to sit, stay, roll over. Horses will shake their heads for apples. They will spin around and fall over and then jump up on command. Because if I ate the same thing twice a day, every day, and somebody offered me a peanut butter treat, sit down and jump up, roll over and play dead for that treat too, because my heavens, it would be something different. And every now and then, something different really makes your senses go, woohoo, and then it's better. And then you go back to the same stuff every day. And then I got to thinking, if I were to drink that protein drink because it was spring and I wanted a bathing suit and da 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 all down that pathway, right? Or let's be honest, I want the clothes that I wore last year to actually fit, right? So if I'm going down this path and thinking, well, if I eat the same thing every day, does that mean I lose the connection with food? And that way, it's just something that you do because you have to put fuel in your body, kind of like putting fuel in the car, fuel in the tractor, fuel in the toolcat. It would just be something that you do. And then you put it in your body and you get to run really well. And at the end of the day, you put some more fuel in and you just keep going. So it breaks that association with food. And then I thought, but I know the dogs and the cats and the horses and all the critters look at me. And when I walk in the kennel with a bag of treats, I know what everybody is thinking and the eyes and the expressions. I know what I want them to be thinking. And then I got to thinking about the treats. We chew green beans, sometimes celery. The horses really like cucumbers. We do all these really kind of healthy treats. And then I thought, are those really treats? Or are those just things that we've convinced ourselves to be treats? Let me tell you a story. Ryan is our daughter. She's now close to 21. And when she was young, I had someone tell me, it's really fun to have kids because you can really do all kinds of things with them and you get to mold their little minds. So they had their child convinced, probably a two-year-old, that broccoli was the best thing in the world. And this little guy would do anything for a piece of broccoli. And I thought to myself, I wonder if I can do that with the dogs. Well, you know what? You can. And then I thought, how horrific is that? Because broccoli? Little trees? Really? The horses ate it. They loved it. They thought it was great. And then I got to thinking, is it because it's just not the kibble every day? It's just something different that's not growing in the pasture or up here. It's got a different taste to it. Why those cucumbers? Now, I really like cucumbers, but why the cucumbers, the carrots, all these wonderful, interesting things? And I thought, I like change. If I went on a diet and I were just eating kibble, people cereal, right? Every day, all day long, would I be doing tricks for carrots? Maybe. The more I got to thinking about this, the more I thought, are we really food motivated or is it just change? And if we get the stomach upset, is it worth the change? Every now and then I drive by McDonald's and I'm worth the stomach upset for that change. It's just a thing every now and then. It's Big Mac, you just sink your teeth into it. And I'm thinking, I just got a people treat. Oh my. The look on everybody's face when you get those people treats, even if it's an ice cube, it's just a really cool thing. Think about this when you're having your dogs and you're picking the treats and you've got your cats and the horses and all these kinds of things around and you're giving them kibble. What would you do to earn your treats? And do we earn our treats? What tricks do we want to do? I went to a rally event and an agility event and a confirmation event and high value treats and low value treats and all kinds of treats and healthy treats and vitamin treats. And you know, I'm thinking there's something there to treats. Be sure to get yourself a treat. Even at the kennel, we put them in puzzles and we have to dig them out and find them for get treats. You know, I think that's kind of like driving the maze through the Uber and through the downtown to get to the special restaurant. It's like that's our maze for our treat, right? So as you're out there walking around, I hope you find some good treats, you enjoy your kibbles, and keep everybody's stomach upset under control. Till next time, keep your nose down, your tails up, and in between the lines.